Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The fifth week of the 2023 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house has passed. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house is Thursday, February the 9th. Measure to halt PERS ability to increase employers' contribution rate resides on House floor calendar, House Bill 605. House Bill 605 current status has the ability to make significant changes to the authoritative status of the Public Employers Retirement System Board of Trustees. If this measure passed into law in its current stage, the most recent 22.4% employers' contribution recommendation increase by the PERS Board would be mandated not to take effect unless authorized by the legislature. In addition, there would be a new section added to the code that would mandate PERS Board of Trustees to present its recommendations to the legislature for making changes to the retirement plan that would improve the funded status of the plan and reduce the necessity for periodic increases in the employer's contribution rate. Note, this measure currently resides on the House floor calendar. Measures allowing counties to spend ARPA funding in last 6 months of the term passes both chambers, House Bill 626 and Senate Bill 2734. Both House Bill 626 and Senate Bill 2734 has passed their respective chambers. House Bill 626 passed the House floor chamber by a vote of 107-5. Senate Bill 2734 passed the Senate floor chamber by a vote of 51-0. Note, both bills will now head to its opposite chamber for committee consideration. Additional note, both measures are MAS proposal items. Bill mandating the Mississippi Department of Corrections to pay counties more per day for housing state inmates resides on Senate floor calendar, Senate Bill 2495. Senate Bill 2495 introduces an effort to expedite the removal of state inmates from county jails as early as practicable. This measure states that the Mississippi Department of Corrections shall pay the county jails for housing state offenders out of any available funds. The mandate is as follows: $25 per day per offender for days 1 through 30, $30 per day per offender for days 31 through 60, and $35 per day per offender for days 61 or greater. Note, this measure currently resides on the Senate floor calendar. Additional note, MAS supports public policy that provides for more revenue to counties regarding the per diem of housing state inmates. Measure giving counties discretion to donate to the local Main Street program amended with language creating a new 2023 supplementary rural fire truck acquisition program, House Bill 1194. On Wednesday, February the 1st, House Bill 1194 passed the House floor chamber by a vote of 107-7. This measure was further amended by a House floor amendment that would create in the state treasury the 2023 supplementary rural fire truck fund. Counties that meet the requirements may receive an amount of not more than $100,000 per fire truck for the fiscal year beginning July the 1st, 2023 and ending July the 1st, 2024. Note, this measure will now head to the Senate chamber for committee consideration. Additional note, MAS supports public policy that will provide supplementary funding for rural fire truck funding. The following are additional measures impacting county government that MAS is closely monitoring. House Bill 850. This measure provides the County Board of Supervisors authorization to approve or disapprove an ad valorem tax increase for a school district under a conservatorship. Note, this measure passed the House floor chamber by a vote of 73-39. It will now head to the Senate chamber for committee consideration. House Bill 217. This measure removes the requirement that the Board of Supervisors of any county that has a master water management district within the county implement a tax assessment that is levied by the commissioners of the Master Water Management District. Note, this measure passed the House floor chamber by a vote of 110-3. It will now head to the Senate chamber for committee consideration. House Bill 903. This measure increases the amount of the fine for individuals who are found guilty of violating littering ordinances of counties and municipalities. This measure mandates that the guilty person shall be fined not less than $750 or not more than $1,000. Note, this measure passed the House floor chamber by a vote of 103-10. It will now head to the Senate chamber for committee consideration. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday at 4 p.m. This ends this week's MAS Legislative Update. Thank you.